hate to see them go, but they do what they do.
You get attached to them, get familiar with them, and now you're going to learn something else. So it takes a little time, because most of the newer radios are a little more complicated.
I got him started about 2000, I guess. Back when I got right when I got back into ham radio. Got this one started. So, it was around 2000 or so. And, I don't know, just started problems a month or so ago, and I'm not going to worry about it. There's still too much good stuff out there on the market.
There's some nice radios out there on the market, that's for sure. I'm kind of fond of this Kenwood 7, but I don't think you can buy them anymore. I got one of the last ones that I could find.
I got a Kenwood somewhere, and I'm not exactly which one, sure which one it is. I believe it's a TMV71A, that one. I bought it and just never kind of got around to putting it together. And I guess I will now.
Good radio. If you got one of those laying around, that's definitely a good radio to put back in place of the one you got going now.
I'm going to see what happens with it. I'm going to try to put it together and see how it works. I don't know anything. I really don't know anything about it. But maybe I can get it together and get it programmed and do all that good stuff.
You can figure it out. It shouldn't take you too much trouble. You got the owner's manual with it.
Probably do somewhere here. We just, in the last two or three months, we've had a lot of stuff going on, house-wise, and getting things fixed and redone, and you know how that goes, and things kind of disappear and reappear, and we'll get it done. As long as I get it done before football season starts, I'll be a happy man.
Hurry up, man. It'll be starting here in just a few weeks.
No, I know. They don't wait on anybody, do they?
Whether you do anything about it or not.
I'm going to be ready for them, and I hope my buddies are. I got to get in touch with them and see what's going on. There's a lot going on that I'm not really sure why it's going on, you know. People want to change conferences and all that. Oh, blue, you don't know really where they want to go or why they want to go. I'm sure they do, but they had told everybody of that.
Time of year with football, it's everybody's moving around, trading here and trading there, and it's a fun time of year trying to keep up with it.
You know what? this part of the country, it may not keep being this way, but this part of the country is it's about as good as you go get as far as college football. All in all.
I don't watch it anymore, but I know this area around here, football is real strong with it in the southeast. So everybody tries to look up to the SEC, but haven't quite got there yet.
I can look up to the SEC. I got a team I pull for, and they're in the SEC. I mean, I went to school down there, and things have changed a whole lot since back then, and we'll just have to see what goes on. Everybody's kind of got a fair shake at it, I guess, supposedly, and we'll see what happens.
That's pretty much all you can do is just sit there and wait and see what happens, see how it all shakes out.
We got good coaches, you know, in this right here in this part of the country, local, and guys that are good. Well, they're good coaches, and they got good morals about them. And you're not going, I don't think you're going to see them disappear. They just lay back, have an off season or two, and then they come back. But we'll see what happens with them.
Well, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I'm getting close to my first stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Good to talk to you this morning, and I hope you have a good day and get everything sorted out there that you need to, and get ready for your football season. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Richard.
HKX, K4OW. Hope you hit a home run first sale call this morning. Go get 'em, bud. Bye-bye.